Welcome to Specialty Shop Retailing, the podcast for shopkeepers and other small business owners. Your host is Carol Schroeder, co-owner of Orange Tree Imports in Madison, Wisconsin, and author of the book Specialty Shop Retailing, How to Run Your Own Store. Carol welcomes your suggestions for topics for future podcasts, so please email her at info@orangetreeimports.com. As always, today's program will end with a special feature from the Orange Tree Imports Nonsense Files, an archive of the most unusual and unlikely products of the past 30 years, so stay tuned. And now, here is your host, Carol Schroeder.
Hello, and welcome to the 13th episode of Specialty Shop Retailing. Today we're going to be talking about how to garner free publicity for your store. PR is the free media coverage of the store and any of its activities that a reporter might find newsworthy. Paid advertising is part of the marketing packaging for many promotions, but some are created especially with free publicity in mind. Give special consideration to any promotion that may result in some mention in the newspaper or on the news, since this editorial coverage has more validity in the customer's eyes than any paid advertising. And it's free. Of course, there are two disadvantages to free publicity, and they are that you can't ever count on getting free press coverage, and you have little control over the content of the coverage that you do get. Most newspapers and radio and television stations maintain a policy of keeping commercial advertising and editorial coverage separate, so spending a lot of money on ads is unlikely to have any effect on how much feature coverage you're able to generate. You should, however, try to coordinate your marketing and public relations campaigns so that one supports the other and they're both consistent with your brand imaging. Because free publicity is a gift, it pays to be very nice to anyone from the press. We are approached from time to time by reporters working on a seasonal shopping story, or by a TV station needing a kitchen in which to film a segment on new trends in cooking. And we always do our best to cooperate, even if we don't end up being mentioned by name. When you are contacted by the media, keep their deadlines and other restrictions in mind. Do what you can to make it easy for them to get the information and footage or photographs that they need. As the authors of Guerrilla Publicity pointed out, the media feeds on information. It devours massive amounts of content that must be constantly replenished. Remember that some days, such as Sundays, are slow news days, so your chances of getting some television or radio coverage are much greater than on a busy weekday. Even if you haven't sent out an official press release in advance, you may be able to get a reporter or camera person to come on short notice to cover some interesting event at your store if the station is short of feature stories for that day's news. If you are to be interviewed for television or radio, ask if you can get a general idea of the questions you'll be asked a few minutes before the interview begins. Tell the reporter how you would like the store's name pronounced, and try to get him or her to mention the location as well as any other points that you feel are important. Speak clearly and briefly. Very little of what you say, just brief sound bites, will be used, so choose your words carefully. Never say anything to a reporter that you don't want publicized, even if you say you're speaking off the record. I promised in an earlier podcast to tell you how to write a good press release. A press release is an announcement of an event, a unique product line, important personnel appointments or promotions, an in-store visit by a celebrity, or other newsworthy information to the media. The more human interest there is in your story, the more likely it is to be used. Remember that a press release should not sound like ad copy. Press releases should be sent to newsrooms, magazines, and all local newspapers, including the smaller newspapers in nearby towns. You may send them by fax, email, or by mail. Shorter press releases are appropriate for community calendars and other radio coverage. Be sure to send out press releases at least 2 weeks prior to an event, and even earlier than that if you hope for coverage in a monthly magazine. All press releases have similar basic elements. Who is it to, the name of the publication or station, and the editor or other contact person. Who is it from, the store name, address, telephone and fax numbers, email, and website, and the name and title of the store's contact person for the media. And then comes the date of the press release. If the item can be printed right away, add for immediate release. If the news is not to be announced until a certain date, then you can indicate that it's for release on that day. Then comes facts about the product and event. For events, be sure to answer the questions of who, what, when, and where. State all the key facts in the first sentence. Write as if you were writing an article, not an ad. Limit your release to one page, and be sure to mention the most important information in the first paragraphs. If the story has to be shortened, the final paragraphs will usually be dropped. Enclose good photographs, or mention that they are available via email as JPEGs. Be sure to indicate the store name and telephone number on the back of all printed pictures, together with a caption and the photographer's credit line. Include a signed release for any individuals in the photo, especially if they are customers or other non-employees. To avoid duplication, send photographs that will not appear in your paid advertising. When writing about an unusual new product, you might also enclose a sample. This can be an effective way to grab the attention of a media person for a special event, too. For example, delivering a small box of chocolate along with a press release about a chocolate festival. Keep in mind that photographs and samples are usually not returned. When you send out a press release, consider enclosing a general fact sheet about the store, especially if you have just opened recently. This information probably won't be used by the press, but it can't hurt to supply it. It pays to know in advance the name of the best person to contact at each publication or station, and to make sure the information goes directly to that person. For important press releases, follow up with a telephone call a few days later, asking if the release has arrived and if there are any questions you can answer. Most people don't do this, and the follow-up can make a real difference in the likelihood of the story being carried. And don't forget that you can target a story at a specific publication. For example, send information about new Hanukkah products to the local Jewish community paper. The key to getting in the news is to do something newsworthy. Shops that are frustrated by a lack of free publicity often don't have an angle to get the press interested. Brainstorm with your staff about special events, services, or products that set your store apart from others, and send out press releases until you're successful at garnering some coverage. Don't forget that business reporters are often eager for stories about shops with an unusual approach to management or merchandising, or for information about stores that have recently expanded or changed. There's also nothing wrong with sending out a press release to announce a significant charity donation you're making or a service project that your staff is involved in. Human interest and humorous stories are often considered newsworthy. Add local newspaper and magazine editors to your store mailing list and email list so that they are always aware of what is happening at your shop. This is an easy way to be sure the press hears from you regularly, but it shouldn't take the place of formal press releases. You can become known as an articulate spokesperson in your field by volunteering to speak to community groups on subjects relating to your merchandise. Bring along samples of what you sell, and don't forget to bring catalogs, product literature, and business cards. When we give talks, we usually also bring a little gift for everyone attending, and a coupon enticing them to come into the store. Consider inviting a member of the press to attend your talk. When you do get mentioned in the media, add a link to the publication to your website. After all, having someone else say nice things about your store and your merchandise carries far more weight with the potential customers than anything you can say about yourself. Today's reading from the nonsense files of silly and strange items offered to the gift industry over the past 30 years is a bit of history. It's called Panty Roses, Offer the Unexpected. Panty Rose for those with an adventurous spirit who want to part from the traditional. Diverse Co. is introducing another trend from the West, although it doesn't say the West of what. Women's panties shaped like a rose, and to display your long-stemmed panty roses, you receive a free vase with a minimum order of 4 dozen. Available in red, pink, white, and black, and of course, they are from California. And that's it for Specialty Shop Retailing today. Feel free to email me at info@orangetreeimports.com with ideas for future podcasts. And until then, happy retailing.